Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening all over the world. I thank you for taking time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with us. It means the world to me to have your support. It's nothing like support. So I appreciate the time you take out on Tuesday night to rock out with me. Please continue to spread the word, spread the link. It's a new link every single time we do this show. And anytime you want to archive and listen to some shows you haven't heard, we've been doing this thing, by the grace of God, 8 years now. So on November 12th, 44 days ago, it made 8 whole years, and we still rocking. Thank y'all for rocking out with us, and with that being said, let's do some party rock. Let's get it.
Baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'. Tonight, like my life, superstar shine bright. Mine right, grind right, my time, aight. 23's on the stand, watch your boy take flight. Me mama 23, she can put that thing all night. Buy the right drink, you can hit that thing all night. Put it in the air, I ain't talking about no purse. I'm talking about the mama, wanna see your mama work. I got $100 if your mama wanna follow. I want it, I buy it, it ain't tricking if you got it. 1, 2, 3, I've been putting out my pocket. It's 1 in the morning and the party ain't stopping. Thanks to Drake, Moscato sales done blew up. Mr. Whistle Rock, so thought I'ma screw up. Rich quarter grind, baby, you just a pooper. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'.
Keep the
party rocking. We can have a party, baby, we can get it popping. You know we in the party every time the party popping. Tell the DJ, keep on rocking. Tell the DJ, keep the party rocking.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how this your song. Yo, we chillin', baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how this your
song. And birthdays was the worst day. Now we start the weekend on a Thursday. Pop rosé when we thirsty. And baby girl so fine, like Lord have mercy.
Hey. I see a D-star, man, she looking fly. Inhale on her perfume, I'm getting hot. Whoever says that the parties that we throw is a drag ain't never been to the type of parties we have.
Yeah, yeah, like her action. She been seen with that skin. Go DJ, go DJ. This mic is, I need a replay. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to make it last forever. With a champagne soul and we lounge on leather. Where the white girls fly, but the black girls better. Cancun in the summer, asking for the winner.
Okay,
yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how this your song. Yo, we chillin', baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how this your song.
You get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished.
Don't.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G-Wood. Man, man. And I do it track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, I'm by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Yes,
don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man. Ain't nobody gonna give you.
I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Yeah. What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous going picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong, type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride. And I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that first round of Lyrical Cypher. So I'm about to go ahead and open up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to give a little shout-out. If you want to spit a little something, sing a little something, the only thing we ask you guys to do is to keep it clean. But other than that, do you sing? Let us know what you got going on. You got poetry, rap, comedy, whatever your gift is, on or off the stage. And even if you don't perform, feel free to let us know what's going on so we can support you. So with that being said, I want to holler at the beautiful couple. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
That's what's Loving up. It. Y'all enjoying the show?
Yes, man.
Let's get it. I appreciate having y'all on the line.
Yes, man. Shoot, girl. You one, girl. You the one.
Thank you, man.
Yes.
You get your dance on.
Yes, sir, girl.
You know
Tyler
got a bang.
Look, I know, Dad. That's right. She do got a bang. That's right. You got a band, too.
Thank you so much.
Yes, girl. You doing that darn thing. Keep doing it, girl.
I wonder how much you thought that you had a bang in that.
Sure.
What's up, Christopher?
What's up, Miss China? What's going on? What's good?
Not much. It's good to have you on the line.
It's good to be on the line. I ain't never done nothing like this before, so it's my first time experiencing.
Oh, don't be scared. It's just like being on a regular radio show. You're talking to me, but you're being heard all over the world. Anything you want to share, anything you want to perform, anything you want to say?
Yeah, I like to sing a little bit of this song that I've been singing since I was younger.
All right.
So y'all have to excuse my voice because I've gotten older.
You're good.
But it's like, what God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. So that's a song I keep deep in my heart, and I sing it all the time.
You go, girl. I was over here like, you have no idea. I was just about to play that song. My sister sings that song on the show. So with that being said, let me dedicate that song to you right now.
All right.
I got you. All right. Here we go right here. I was just about to play that, and you sang it. That was beautiful, Letty.
Thank you.
What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. Yeah. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, it is for me.
That was for you.
That's what I'm talking about, Ms. John. They gave me cold bumps. Like, I had to sing that at my sister's funeral.
Wow.
And I don't know, that song just stuck with me. And no matter what I go through and stuff like that, I hold on. I always say, have a song in your heart and a prayer in your mind and spirit. And that's what I do. I hold on to that.
Right. But I'm so glad you on the line. I'm glad that song touched your heart.
I am too.
I had to play that for you because I was like, I was just about to play that, and then you sang it. I said, you better go, Christopher. You better get it, girl.
Yeah, and if anybody wanna like help, not support me or nothing like that, but support me in my singing and stuff, my Cash App is God's Angel 9281, and
okay.
You know, $5, $2, it all adds up because it's not just helping me. It's helping my mom, it's helping my kids, because my daughter in college, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
So I just wish y'all to, you know what I'm saying, just do whatever God put on your heart, because I would do the same. And Miss Shana, if you can book me some shows or something like that, you know, I would be more than happy. But it's once again, it's God's Angel. Capital GODSANGEL 9281.
Thank you so much, Christopher, for blessing us. I'll be letting y'all know about a show that'll be coming up this week. I got a show coming up Thursday. We'd love for y'all to be in the building, come out, perform. And Christopher, we'd love to have you in the building and rock you out. Mm-hmm. I'll give y'all the information shortly. All right. Thank you so much, Christopher. And I'm honored to say we got another poet on the line. She is off the chain. So glad I got a chance to meet her at the Hayes High in Durham. Miss Letitia, what's up? What's up, poet? How you doing?
Hi. How you doing?
Doing good. Good to have you.
I'm good. I was like, I didn't even know you knew I was on the line. Hold on.
Yeah, I got a switchboard. I can see everything.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I hope you are enjoying, I know you probably haven't got a chance to hear me do my little DJ thing or whatever, so you can hear the other artists. We got poets, singers, rappers, some everything. But this is a lyrical cipher. I want to welcome you. And I'm your host and also the founder of the Lyrical Cipher. We've been doing this thing 8 years. And you are actually heard right now all over the world. We got people from everywhere listening to you right now.
Okay.
And we just ask everybody to keep playing, but do your thing, you know. So if you want to do a little something, handle your business. The floor is yours.
I heard you say keep it clean, so I switched poems.
Oh, now you're good.
I'm going to do a poem titled Black.
Okay.
So here it goes. Black. B-L-A-C-K, Black. The word alone is so strong. Written down on a piece of paper gives them fear. At times, it gives me fear, wondering if I should check the box that screams colored out loud, cubicles yelling, I'm black and I'm proud. They thought your resume was the bomb, until you showed up dressed in your strong black skin. Oh, then they find something wrong. Lord, we just can't win. They say, we love your energy, and I'm sure you fit in, but we had to go with Ken because he has more experience. More experience at what? A walking through life with a white cape and a white S on his chest, feeling as if he is superior over the rest. But less experience at walking with a target on his chest. Less experience at always being put to the test to prove over and over again that your best is actually the best. Less experience at knowing you deserve more out of life, but you don't get the respect that you deserve. Black is always going to be that word, that would have, could have kind of word. But it's up to you to change the definition of your life, to define your blackness and bring it to light. Don't allow anyone to define your when, your who, or your how. Continue to stand proud and scream out loud, I'm black and I'm proud.
You better do that, girl. Come on,
thank
man. You.
You
better come with me. Yes. Anytime, man. I hope we can get you to the show coming up Thursday in Rocky Mount. We'd love to have you there.
I'm hoping I can make it. I'm going to see what I can do.
Okay. If not, I'm going to keep them rocking your way. I'm going to keep sending it to you. And we do this every Tuesday
all
night.
All right. Let's just finish today. And I'm going to be at the Hayside this upcoming week also.
Oh, that's right. You sure did. You said is this coming
it's
week?
It's all women. Yeah,
is it Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. I'm hoping I can be in the building. I would love to see you do your thing. I know you're going to kill it. But I know I'm performing.
Thank you.
Yes. I already know. I'm claiming you're going to win. It's yours. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
You set that stage on fire. All right, Letitia, thank you so much. Stay on the line, and we're going to do this again. We'll do another round. So if you're ready, you know, for the next round, I got you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Everybody, that's Letitia, all the way from VA, right? I want to make sure I got this right.
I'm from Richmond, but I live in Durham, yeah.
Yes, 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 most definitely. All right, everybody. And I got Tucson in the building. What's up, Tucson? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You ready to rock the mic?
I might got something I could do. I was trying to promote the one that I did at the show last time because
yeah.
I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he said the best thing I could do is just keep doing that one and get
exactly.
that one out there and instead of keep putting everything out there at once, you know?
Exactly. Come on, make that universal peace. The floor is yours.
All right. I grew up in the city street with holes in my clothes, bummy shoes on my feet. Sometimes when I was hungry, there was nothing to eat. Other times in the winter, there was no heat. We would all freeze. It was 10 degrees, and I would see my mother bound to her knees. She cried, then nodded, then prayed to God that time for Tucson wouldn't be so hard. But out on the streets, you know our life was rougher. The dream of getting rich made a man tougher. 20 miles, get you 40, 40 miles, get you 80. 80 for my lady, that's fine, but shady. I'm laying in the gutter, hanging with my brother. My pops got so drunk, he used to stutter. Beat up on my mother, for no reason why. Until this day, I try not to get high. The streets got it good, but I should warn you, there's a drugstore set up on every corner, selling dope, smoke, smack, and crack, a lack, a lack. The cess, that's blessed, the chunk, chunky blacks, yo. Temptation reaching for my veins. I didn't let drugs overcome my brains, cause drugs to your body will mess with your head. You know it makes you part of the living dead. So I went to school. I learned too good. I learned to understand all that I could. Thought I could skip a letter from L to Z. So I took to the streets for my college degree. You know my teachers was the hustlers, scholars and bums, and my class was survival. School was the slum. Math was counting money, large cannon, no doubt. But my homework was knocking everybody out. And gym is when I had to run from the cops. History was who was on top. I would hear about the death of a neighborhood crook. You know I didn't want to be in those history books. So I got myself legal, as easy as pie. A legal crook got a suit and tie, like a crooked politician selling dreams and lies so he can rob your blind, then tell you why. Get the most finesse, then pocket the rest. Kickbacks, hitting facts, the best to interest. Build a better bomb, then raid, attack. You know Tucson wouldn't keep you all whack, because I'm the kind of king that'll open doors. So let me live my life and you live yours. Thank you. That's it.
Let's get it. That's what I'm talking about, Tucson. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Don't worry about it. I'll see you Thursday.
All right. I'll see you Thursday. Thank you for coming through.
Okay.
All right. Everybody, that was Tucson in the building. We're about to slide right on into the next round of the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. I know I am. So let's get it.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. There was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity. Shady dealings were the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption, returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments, and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation, no wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin, so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
I was once asked a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Into the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, I exhale. By no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows. A nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguise yourself to be. A mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, an empty apology I received. With a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs. Time was spent, so I thought. Only to press rewind. Replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents a domino effect. Constant but steady falling before one's eyes. Never realizing the hearts you trampled on or the damage caused. Upon wakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I'm worth much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught, gain slaves. God saw fit amongst our demise to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
feel
five
music.
Years old
good.
In this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9
be yours,
yeah.
All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside.
What up?
Football in the street, small bodies collide. With the concrete, somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, be playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and ends of the evening, my family is partying. Grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good.
Yeah, that's it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch a good face. Tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See, everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see, you two don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers in faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say, they are the rage in the tears. Because I ain't safe, the mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Love, electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They love like we crazy.
They love like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
So up and we crazy. Love, electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They love that we crazy.
They love that we crazy.
Neighbors that we crazy.
Neighbors that we crazy.
So what be we crazy?
So what be we crazy?
Yeah, that like you know.
like it. No.
She the baddest, she beyond status. I was her wrist, now she got me living lavish. Death is off energy. Ooh. If I'm brainwashed, she be tatted in my memories. Rose and Hennessy, baby, she ain't for the streets. Mess around and own it. There's no opponent. Other thotties now want it. She'll pull up with a Drago. Now you got a halo, dipping on you like you queso. You a hopper like a dedo. Diamonds in the dark. We never owe each other, cause we do it from the heart. It's usually how love starts. Can't tie love apart. Even when we leave our mark, we the sharpers of the sharp. I love on top of the chart.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy,
we go crazy.
They love like we crazy,
they love like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy,
neighbors and we crazy.
So what if we crazy out?
Pieces, because you're gonna get some more.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in-tune visionaries to express themselves through shout-out lines, and please, and our open mic lines, and please. Stage is about all of us, because I believe in my heart that everybody on this line has a gift, whether we have many or one. Harness those gifts. And so with that being said, every single show, since I've been doing this 8 years now, by the grace of God, November 12th made 8 years. We've been rocking for a very long time. I thank God for all our listeners who are listening. I just want to give a big shout out to the stats I've seen. Recently, we got a big shout out to Australia in the building for listening to the show. We are growing exponentially. Big shout out, of course, USA, United States, because we have covered 89.6% of United States listening to the show. Somebody from each state is listening on a regular basis. I appreciate you taking time out. We got London and Paris. You guys have been rocking with me since 2008. I appreciate all you have done for me. I've been on your shows. You played my demo over there. So I just got to give a big shout out. Also, big shout out to 242 Bahamas. You guys have been rocking me since I started. Thank you. Big shout out to the Boom Boom Room. You guys have been amazing. And we got people in Russia listening. We got Botswana, Nigeria. I just like to call out what I see. Got Liberia listening, Nigeria listening. And so many different others. I can't really call out every single stat, but there were so many stats, I just had to say thank you. I'm the type to give you your flowers now, because it's a humbling experience to have your support and just rock out with me on this Tuesday, because you could have been anywhere else. Like my homeboy Cartier God rest his soul, you could have been anywhere else, just like Jay-Z said, but you're here with us. So I thank you for that. And y'all know I try my best. As I learn, I grow. I try to pass you a nugget. But it's a funny nugget, something you can learn from or what have you. But if you can use it, use it. What I'm about to share with you, if you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. Still love you the same. So with that being said, the biggest thing I want to tell you today is don't wait for somebody to believe in you and your dreams. You believe in you. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. You might be waiting forever. But I want to wait for somebody to validate who we are. Keep being the best you know how to be. The best way you know how to be. Tap into those gifts. I'm that pusher. I'll be your pusher man. You know, but not on flipping that negative into a positive. Pushing you to be the best you know how to be. And do it for you. And remember this right here. The only competition you have is with you. It's no one else. So don't try to compete with other people, even if you're in a competition. You're only competing with you, you know, to become a better version of yourself. None of us will ever be perfect. But guess what? Keep right on striving to be a better version of yourself. And love you for you, you know. So that's my I want to drop with you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. Still love you the same. But like I say, as I learn, I grow. That's just something I do with my show. And that just happened to rhyme. But with that being said, I hope you guys are having a good time. I hope you guys are having a good time on the show. And that I do have a couple things I want to share with you. Every third Thursday, I'm doing a show, writing a show with Spoken Word and Jazz and Coffee at Tracks Coffee Bar. And that's along with a famous, he's a very humble, but yet famous Billboard saxophonist. His name is Marcus Anderson. He has a show. He actually has his own coffee bar, and I'm honored to be rocking with them. It's actually three of us promoting the show. It's Jason Mahoney, me, and me, which is Clavette Shana Roberts, and also Marcus Anderson, and we're encouraging all artists to come out and rock out with us, you know, and get on the mic. It's a free event. They do serve food, coffee, and stuff like that, whatever, and they do serve drinks, but still come. Feel comfortable to come on out and rock out with us. Free event, come through. Let's pack the house and show them what we do. You know, even if you don't get on the mic, support. And we do this every third Thursday. Also, I want to put out there, Spill the Beans. It's Spill the Beans Wine and Bar, and Wine and Bar Grill. They actually have an event every first, spoken word event every first Friday, and I'll actually be at that as well. So, and that's in Ada, North Carolina. And I'll give y'all that address a little bit later, because I don't know that one by heart, but I will be getting that to you shortly. But also, please, please, please put in your calendar January 29th. I'm going to keep saying it over and over again until you say it back, but January 29th will be our first Illusions. Illusions is my business. So Illusions is actually our my performance arts-based business. I'm the founder and CEO of Illusions. We provide you the Lyrical Cipher, Affirmation of Change, which is my life coaching business, Truth Hurts, which is my production company. We provide workshops, open mics. My band rocks, you know, is a part of it too, a part of Illusions, and I have a cool Illusions team that rocks with me. So my band has been rocking with me for 12 years and counting now, going on 13 years. So I'm very grateful for that. But I would love for you guys to rock out with us and come to that show. And that'd be January 29th featuring Moody Black. And that'd be our kickoff in person at the Arts Council. That's 400 North Queen Street to the building. Right now we've been doing virtual shows on Zoom. But our first in-person event is back at the Arts Council. And we'll be doing our thing from there. And I already have all the dates for the rest of the year. So if you want those dates for the remainder of the year, I will give those to you too. And I'm very, very honored to say that the city of Kinston, where I'm from, Kinston, North Carolina, gave me my own holiday. So I have, it's Claudette China Roberts Day for now and forever on March 28th every year. So we're going to be doing a big event, and I'll let you guys know more about that. But again, please put, mark in your calendar, January 29th, featuring Moody Black. Show you don't want to miss. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open up mic lines for anybody who wants to get on the mic and do anything. Let me check in with Ms. Christopher, see if you want to say anything else. Did you want to perform anything else, buddy? How you vibing with the show?
Yeah, I'm vibing with it. I like it. It's cool. I'll do something else, but can you come back to me?
Yes, I got you. All right. Let me check in anytime. Dwayne Wayne and Dawn in the building. What's up, what's up? Hey, hey, hey. All right. And we got, I'm going to give a big shout out to my guy sister who's listening. T. Nancy in the building. What's up, what's up? And I got Letitia. How you feeling the show?
I'm here, I'm here. I'm feeling it. I like it. This is good. Thank you for that nugget you dropped. I needed that.
Oh, anytime.
I needed that.
And I will say this too. Anytime, I'm always first encouraging people. So I'm an encourager, pusher. I'm not a bully. So I do my best to push you to be the best you that you can be. So I'm going to say this right here to you because I do this to everybody who's on the line. I can't wait to read your book, Speaking Into Existence. I can't wait to see you soar like an eagle because we all eagles. We ain't got no chickens. And I can't wait to play your track up here in this rotation. So before you say, I ain't got no studio time, this answer or whatever, please download Smart Recorder. And I've been on many, many mixtapes all over the world with Smart Recorder. And it's just like having a studio in your crib. And a lot of the tracks you've heard come from Smart Recorder that I've encouraged people to do. And they sound just as good as been in the studio. So feel free to record yourself, play a little music in the background, but test yourself out. And you can actually email it. I'll send you the link. It's lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com all together. And shoot it to me, and I'll put it in the rotation. But I'm just speaking these things in existence.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I see you doing big things.
Thank you.
Anytime. We got to push each other up. Can't pull each other down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And did you want to share anything?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm gonna share one more, then I'm gonna let go.
Okay.
I'm gonna share the wait, which is funny. You were talking about waiting, but people could wait on the Lord like they wait on a man, myself included, guilty as charged. We ask the Lord to move mountains and to help us make the right decisions, but
If he doesn't move quick enough or give us the answers we wanted, we wake up ready to change our religion. But we'll wait weeks, months, sometimes years on a man. A man whose love has no precision, who has no goals or no vision, who comes into your life and causes division, whose actions always need supervision, who doesn't think or even care how his split-second decision may cause a disastrous collision, maybe even cause you to lose your religion. But wait, if only we could wait for him to give us what we ask for, what we pray for, what we work so hard for. If only we had the same kind of patience for the Lord like we do for that man. Give the Lord the benefit of the doubt, a second chance to work things out. For he will always love you without a doubt. All you have to do is wait, and he'll surely work it out. So wait. Thank you.
You better get it, girl. Thank you so much for blessing us with your talents, man. Stay in touch with me, lady.
I will. I'm going to message you again so I can make sure I got the links in the email you just sent. So, yeah.
All right, lady. Thank you so much, Letitia. Keep doing what you're doing. Let me check in one more time with Tucson. You said you was good, right?
Coach is busy, but moving hell.
Why not?
All right. What's up? We got David in the building. What's up, David? Thank you for calling in.
Hello, Ms. Connor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you real good. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, my name is David, better known as Tiba Brown. Yes, I'm up here tonight in Wilson, North Carolina, supporting Miss China. But the most of all, right, my thing is love. And one thing I like about love that I learned the hard way is that love is the most magical force in the universe. It's nowhere and no how and no way it displays its beauty and wonders in the intimacy relationship between all peoples. And I just want to share that because I'm still learning about love. Thank you for letting me share.
Anytime. Thank you, Sheba Brown, letting us know how you get down.
Yes, ma'am.
I was like saying that because it rhymes, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm here for you all the way. Okay, bye.
Thank you so much. All right, everybody. I hope y'all are enjoying the show so far. I'm about to slide into the next round, and then we're going to have to slide out. But I thank y'all so much for taking time out to rock out with us, man. So with that being said, here's a piece I'm gonna play right quick. Hope you guys feel it. This is by DMX and Poetry. Let's get it.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the day." this stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no. But to my God, that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, look at here. Let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket, and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did in hell. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing, and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the reverend said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created world, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
happened so suddenly. I woke up one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanting this that replay of yesterday. Cause somebody loved you, baby. Whoa, somebody loved you, baby. And you know it, you know it.
What a way to close out the show. Let me check in one more time to make sure ain't nobody want to share nothing. Christopher, did you still want to share something before I get ready to close out?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to share another song.
Okay.
And this one is one that I've learned throughout the years, and this song is so, so true, so true. And it go like, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over all of my good days, I weigh my sad days, and I woke up lame. Sometimes the clouds ain't low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. All of my weary eyes, they cannot see. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain.
That's it. You go, girl. I love it.
Thank you.
I said, hold on, Christopher, you holding out on me? Come on, I ain't even know you can sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been singing since I was like 4 in church.
What was you gonna tell me?
I mean, it never came up, like, you know how it never came up, but now you know, like, that's one of my passions, singing. But I've got nervous and stuff like that, singing around people and stuff. So I get too in my head, and I worry about what people saying, if my voice sound right or if it don't sound right or whatever. But I had to realize and think, look, God made me the way He wanted me to be. My voice can help save souls.
That's right.
So. You know, hey.
I'm proud of you, and you keep doing what you're doing, and that's your gift. And you use it and touch lives with it. Let it touch you first and pass it on, girl.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you so much, Christopher, and I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight, for listening via web. I know we have more people who listen via web. I thank you for reaching out, clicking on the link. Please spread this information. We do this every Tuesday night. Also, just want to bring it back with what I said about Spill the Beans, Wine, and Coffee. That's the address is 4282 Lee Street. That's Ada, North Carolina. And that's every first Friday of the month is a spoken word event. And they do have shrimp and grits. I just want to say they have a food truck across the street. It all goes along with it. But the food is immaculate. It is amazing. And the cheesecake is like old school cheesecake that actually tastes like cheese, not whipped or that mousse taste, but that real cheese that you can actually taste the flavor. I can't wait to go back. So we'll be doing that every first Friday. I'm trying my best to go as much as possible. But also, make sure you check out this Thursday, the Spoken Word Jazz Lounge and Coffee as well. That's going to be at Tracks Coffee Bar, and that's in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. That's 301 South Church Street every third Thursday. And do not forget to mark in your calendar, January 29th, that's my show, which is Illusions, featuring Moody Black in the building. This is a show you don't want to miss. The address is 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina, 28501. The fee is $10 to get in. For open mic talent, it's only $5. So I actually knocked the fee. I did half and half. So I hope you guys continue to spread the word. I have flyers for you. I have digital flyers for you, and I also have physical flyers for you, so let me know. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show, enjoyed what you've heard, had a good time rocking out with me tonight. Feel free to spread the word. Pass the number along, which is 3242-1532. Again, the number is 323-642-1532. We do this every Tuesday night. We'd love to have you in the building. So before I close out, I say this to you. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep dreaming. Keep evolving. Keep being you, the only you that you are, and be the best you know how to be. If you're not doing your best, you know what I'm saying, work on getting better at it, doing your best. And know that none of us are perfect. Keep loving. Keep having fun. And enjoy this thing called life, because we only get one. So y'all be blessed. Y'all have a good night. And I'm going to get ready to close out with a little something-something. Y'all be blessed.
Send up the pen, man. I just don't understand.
Tell me why they acting like they into me. Behind the lines of the enemy. Where you get more love if you in the streets. Well, that's the independent in the streets.
Hit me up and said he got a